Alex Marlowe, the anti-establishment movement in the U.S. and around the world can be traced back to Andrew Breitbart. By Kyle Morris on December 20, 2018. Breitbart News. Jerome Hudson spoke with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe on Thursday about the new media legacy Andrew Breitbart built a decade ago. "It's an amazing thing what Andrew accomplished. I know he is credited a lot for the rise of the citizen journalist class, for people on the right finally starting to fight back," Marlowe stated. "I think a lot of the anti-establishment movement that we have in the United States, and around the world, can be traced back to Andrew." Alex Marlowe also discussed what he thought Andrew Breitbart may find interesting if he were still alive today. "Everyone used to want to claim the mantle of freedom of speech. The freedom of speech used to be a left-wing thing," Marlowe claimed. "Now the right kind of has the mantle. We're the ones that don't want to get shut down." Marlowe added, "I would have loved to have seen how Andrew would have reacted to the shadow banning, the turning down influence on social media, and people on the left just saying we're not going to talk to conservatives anymore. That, to me, is pretty wild, and that is a radical difference from 10 years ago." Marlowe also discussed the future of Breitbart News and said it is time to get visual. "I think what's next has got to be something visual," Marlowe said. "This is something that Andrew identified with, is the power of video. The place where the right is behind, I think, a little bit is video, because there is so much compelling visual content that has a left of center, globalist, tilt to it. I think the right has got to crack that code. Hopefully we are at the tip of the spear." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.